Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Lynn Norris. Here's your daily tip from the experts at Real Simple. How to choose ripe oranges and store them properly, according to experts, by Samantha Leffler. Picking out an orange at the grocery store or farmer's market can be difficult, especially when you're face-to-face with a pile of nearly identical fruits. However, there are subtle ways to differentiate between a good orange and a great orange without ever taking a bite. And once you've made it home with your nearly perfect orange haul, there are several methods to store the sweet fruits, depending on how you intend to use them. Since citrus fruit season typically lasts from November to June each year, though that window may change based on where you live, now is the perfect time to brush up on your orange knowledge, including how to pick out a ripe orange and how to properly store oranges at home so they stay fresh for as long as possible. When it comes to picking out a ripe orange or multiple oranges, don't just grab the first non-blemished fruit you see. Instead, use your senses to help you find the best orange in the bunch. No matter the variety, a ripe orange should have a thin, vibrantly colored skin with a fresh, aromatic smell, says Nicole Stefanow, a culinary dietitian nutritionist in the greater New York City area. It should be firm to the touch and have a heaviness to it to ensure juicy ripeness. A lightweight orange tends to suggest a pithy, dry fruit. Emmy-nominated chef Nathan Lyon, who worked at a Los Angeles farmer's market for more than a decade, agrees that heaviness is a good sign because it indicates that there's an abundance of juice inside. He also suggests looking for an orange without any soft spots, signs of decay, or wrinkling. If you're planning on using the zest of the orange, which is where all of the delightful essential oils are found, try and choose organic, Lyon adds. Then, give every orange a little scratch and sniff before you make your selection. The more fragrant the orange, the better. And don't worry if your orange is sporting some spots. You can't judge oranges by their color, since some oranges may have green or brown spots when they are perfectly ripe, notes Anne Ziada, a chef and instructor at the Institute of Culinary Education. Generally speaking, storing an orange properly depends on whether or not it is already ripe. Depending on where an orange is in its life cycle, it can be stored at room temperature on a countertop, in the refrigerator, or even in the freezer. Oranges can last up to 2 weeks if stored properly, and often longer depending on where you purchase your oranges, notes Lyon. If you are able to get locally grown oranges from your farmer's market, your oranges will last quite a bit longer than oranges that have been shipped long distances to a grocery store. If you used your produce picking skills to find a perfectly ripe orange and plan on eating it or using it shortly after bringing it home, storing it at room temperature on the kitchen counter or in a fruit bowl is totally fine. Depending on the humidity in your area, oranges will last for about a week on the counter, says Jean Oleksiak, the executive director of Herd Provisions in Charleston, South Carolina. Just make sure your oranges stay out of direct sunlight. The heat from the sun can accelerate the ripening process and cause the fruit to go bad before you have a chance to enjoy it. If you don't plan on using your oranges shortly after purchasing them, finding a spot for the citrus fruits in your refrigerator is your best bet. Lyon, for one, says oranges should absolutely be refrigerated. Think of fresh oranges as tiny glasses of orange juice that have yet to be juiced, he adds. Store oranges loose, not in a plastic bag, in the crisper drawer of the refrigerator for maximum freshness. To prevent mold from growing, Ziada suggests keeping your refrigerated oranges in something breathable, such as a mesh bag. According to Chef Carla Contreras, storing oranges in a sealed bag or storage container is a big no-no because the fruit doesn't have the ability to breathe. Sealing a bag will trap too much moisture, she explains. Stefano notes that fully ripe oranges can last in the refrigerator for approximately 2 months, but points out that it's important to pay attention to what you store them with. If you are storing more than one piece of fruit together, be sure to check for mold regularly, she advises. The phrase, one bad apple can spoil the bunch, is true for most fruit. Thanks for listening. Check back tomorrow or go to realsimple.com for the latest.
Spoken Layer.